From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The next hearing in the case of the confessed Parkland school shooter is scheduled for tomorrow. A Broward County judge is expected to consider a defense motion to delay the trial of Nicholas Cruz. He faces several charges of first-degree and attempted murder for the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School last year. On the South Florida Roundup, host Tom Hudson talked about the case with WLRN Broward County reporter Katie Swatulski.
What is the argument in this defense motion to delay the trial beyond its scheduled start right now, which is late January?
I think their main argument is that 20 months to prepare this case for trial is less than half of the average prep time that Broward Circuit courts have permitted for capital cases in the last 20 years. And it would bring this case to trial faster than 33 of the 38 death penalty cases in Broward since 1994. And that's all from the defense's motion. But they point out that in Broward, of the cases they mention, the defendants have not actually been executed when it comes to death penalty cases, if the death penalty were to be taken off the table here. That Cruz's defense team says he would plead guilty and be willing to, you know, serve the rest of his life in prison. And that's an argument. So 34 life sentences, some argue, take away the complication of trying to get the death penalty and just sort of get the theme here is get this over with. I think at any point, if the death penalty comes off the table, you have a totally different kind of case. And death penalty cases, they're held to a higher standard. There's a different level of accuracy required by the law when the government is trying to take away someone's life. And so that's very much a part of this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, while they argue that this process for a death penalty trial is faster than normal for Broward County, what are their arguments for as they see it, why it's moving so fast?
The defense or the prosecution?
The defense, in the motion that they make to try to delay this trial, as they make that argument that this thing is moving faster than normal.
Well, one of their arguments is that the judge on the case, Judge Elizabeth Shearer, is up for re-election in 2020, and that could be affecting her decision to move as quickly as she is. And the defense is also arguing that the lead prosecutor on the case, Mike Satz, he's been our state attorney in Broward for 44 years, and he's stepping down. So the defense argues that Mike Satz is looking to get this wrapped up before he leaves office and sort of end his career on a landmark case like this. There's nothing about this case that's like a normal capital case. You've got 34 victims, so many pages and social media posts to go through, photos. There's more than 1,000 witnesses identified by prosecutors that all have to be interviewed by Cruz's attorneys.
Yeah, the defense was arguing, I think, that there's dozens and dozens and dozens of witnesses, millions of pages of documents that they have to go through in
about
order
4 million.
Yeah, 4 million pages of documents in order for them to put on the defense of the confessed Parkland shooter. So how have they responded to this motion for delay?
I think one of their reasons is because this is not like a typical capital case. They don't want it sitting on the books for years and years. And so part of their argument has been, it's not a normal case, so we can't treat it like a normal case. And we need to make sure that for the sake of the community that we're in, you know, the state's looking at it as, if we get this done and done right soon, we have to put the community through less re-traumatization. The defense argues that by doing this so fast and possibly needing other trials or getting this tied up in appeals if it's not done right, that will cause more re-traumatization to the community in the long run.
That was WLRN's Katie Swatulski on the South Florida Roundup, speaking about where the trial of the confessed Parkland school shooter now stands. You can hear the full show at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.